Hello, everyone, and welcome to
The Power of Me, where I ask what positive change will you make today? And to remind you that before you can love others, you must be able to love yourself. Before you can do good in the world, you must do good for yourself. The Power of Me will help you with that goal. Write in and ask to be a guest. Share your experiences with what is keeping you up nights. Learn the key to relaxation and love through repetition and meditation. And listen to a bedtime story with a good moral.
Today, I have with me the very beautiful and very talented Nikki Crow.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki. You have been a listener since the very beginning, back in the days way before this name change. Why is it that you follow this podcast?
First off, you have such a soothing voice, so that definitely helps. But it's just a good way to relax and unwind and stay positive.
Oh, thank you. That has always been the goal of this podcast. And we have just recently changed the name to be The Power of Me. What does that mean to you?
The power of me just means that I can do whatever I put my mind to. Even if I'm having a bad day, I can make it positive. And I know that if I keep trying, sometimes you may see success after the first try. Sometimes it may take you 1,000 tries, but eventually you'll see and realize the goal that you're aiming for. And that's the power of you.
That's absolutely perfect. And everybody has the power of them to make a difference in not only their lives, but in the lives of others. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I know, another pop quiz. So the first thing is, how do you see that you have helped others? Like, let's just say today, because we help others in so many different ways that we don't even realize whether they're big or small, but it makes a big impact in other people's lives.
I think the way to help others is just picking up on the differences you notice in your friends and really trying to ask in family and ask them about how their day is going, ask them if they need anything. Cause sometimes it's hard for people to just come right out and say, hey, I need a favor. Hey, I need this. So for you to preemptively ask them, hey, just checking in, is there anything you need? Whether it's, you know, just a talk or do you need help, you know, completing a project or something. Sometimes people like that you reach out to them asking if they'd like help and that you would like to give that help instead of them having to come ask you and possibly get rejected.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Now, for those of you who follow Nikki, she is a beauty influencer, and different companies besides beauty have called on her to help with their brand awareness. She's also a pretty big gamer at Twitch, which is the_Nikki_Crow. And there it is right there. And anybody who watches her on Twitch sees her as a very, very upbeat and positive person. But you're a human just like the rest of us. You have some down days. You have some days where things are really on your mind and keep you from really being able to relax and fall asleep. What lately has been troubling your mind that you might want to share with others?
Especially in the current climate of the world, everyone is just a little worried about the future. Where's everything going to go with money and jobs and health and everything? You know, you see food prices and gas prices are high, house prices is high, cars are high. And, you know, you hear about friends getting laid off who are great at their jobs. So you always have that in the back of your mind, wondering what tomorrow brings. So I find that pretty stressful from day to day, just the unknown and where is the future going.
When you are having that as an issue, something that is on your mind, what do you find that actually helps you to relax?
Playing video games, listening to podcasts. I always have a podcast playing in the background, unless I'm streaming. But when I'm not streaming and I'm playing video games, I always have a podcast, like Know the Issues or The Power of Me, Inspire and Tire, in the podcast playing, or in the background playing, rather. And I find that keeping a daily journal or a daily diary has been helping a lot with a lot of my anxiety and just feeling down issues, because when I write things down, it makes it more real and I have more time to really evaluate how things are happening. And I have to then retell the story in a written form, which takes quite a while, especially handwriting it. And it feels more personal, and you get to just kind of see it on a different level. It's almost like, you know, you're analyzing it yourself, and then you realize, wow, this thing that seemed that bad really isn't that bad, or something I did that seemed a little awkward really isn't that awkward, and probably no one's going to care about it tomorrow. And then you also get to write down the good things. So when you're having an off day, you just go back through it and you see, oh, wow, look at something I did that was positive this day that made me smile.
That is such a great idea, and I hope that some of my listeners follow that. Do you find that sometimes you go back maybe a day or two or even a week to look at the journal and see like the how important it was for you way back then? Do some of the things surprise you as to how you looked at the issues back then as compared to what it really means to your life today?
Oh, yeah, all the time. In fact, I was trying to find a new journal, and I saw a journal that I had started writing maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And just looking at it and seeing how upset I was about people or events that I don't even remember happening now, it's just funny because at the time it feels like it's the end of the world. And, you know, a couple of years later, I don't even know what I'm referring to or talking about. I can't even remember it. So it's just funny how time puts everything into perspective.
I love how raw and honest and open you're being on this show. And I really appreciate that because, you know, like I said, everybody sees you and different influencers always, you know, in the beautiful clothes, the beautiful makeup, and always with a smile on your face. But you're going through the same adversities as anyone else, and you've learned different coping mechanisms to help with it. And I think that's important for people to see it, because I do think that sometimes people look at influencers and think, gosh, if only my life was like theirs, I wouldn't have any problems, rather than them focusing on themselves.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of my Instagram posts or YouTube videos from the past where it looks like I'm having a great time and I'm smiling and I'm joking and, you know, like behind the scenes, it's not really like that. In the moment, I am genuinely happy. Nothing's being faked or replicated, but I'm happy because I'm telling myself to be happy. I'm telling myself to enjoy that moment, and I'm telling myself to enjoy that moment and make a positive memory. But, you know, during a lot of them, there's issues going on with my friends, and we're maybe not even talking while I'm making the vlog, and we're fighting, and, you know, and there's tough days where you're sad and you just want to lay in bed all day, but you make a post to try to add some positive and productivity to your life. And, you know, and a lot of people, I don't think, see that. So it's important to tell people, you know, yeah, life isn't always glamour shots and vacations. It's a lot of laying around and just wondering, what is all of this?
You know what I love watching about you on Twitch is, again, you know, you're always smiling. You've got beautiful hair, beautiful makeup. You're just beautiful naturally inside and out. But you play these games and you have so much personality and you are so much fun to watch. It's like watching a sitcom all the time. I love that. But at the same time, you really take time to follow your chat line, and people are constantly asking you questions, asking for advice, asking you what you would do or how you would feel about things. And you're really honest about it. So that way nobody feels like they're left alone. And I have found that when you start to respond to the people in the chat, all the rest of the people following you for that stream on that day will do the same thing. They'll join in and give the person some extra, you know, attention, which I think is so important. That's another way people just reach out to each other, and they don't realize the little part that they play in somebody's life that would really mean a lot.
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do is, I have been telling my listeners, as you know, that forget about counting sheep when you go to bed, because that's boring and it doesn't do much to help. Rather, you should continue on with something that's repetition, but do repetition that actually adds something to your life. So I always ask people to come up with 3 adjectives about themselves, and then I want them to repeat it 5 times. And I want them to do it in a quiet voice, like they don't want to wake somebody up. And that is something that they should do before they go to bed, and they should do mentally as they wake up. So that way they end each night on something positive, and they start every day on a positive note as well. So if I were to ask you to come up with 3 positive adjectives about yourself, what would they be?
Funny, witty, caring, funny, witty, caring, funny, witty, caring, funny, witty, caring, funny, witty, caring.
That's perfect. So when you go to bed, say that to yourself over and over and over again until you're ready to fall asleep. That will help you much more than counting sheep. And you start when you're saying the words in your sleep with your eyes closed. Picture yourself saying it in front of a mirror. Then picture yourself leaving the house. And as you walk down a street, other people are saying it about you. Then you're in front of an auditorium and everyone is saying that and applauding you. And then you're back to walking on the street with everybody saying that as you're going by. Then you're back in your house laying down and you're still saying that. And that will help you to fall asleep. It will help you to get rid of all the negative of the day and think positive of yourself. So when you wake up in the morning, you're very positive and you start with the exact same thoughts. And then you can change up these words every night if you want to. I also believe in helping with meditation. So before you sleep, you should always spend some time just trying to be relaxed. So I want us to try that right now. And I want you to close your eyes. Except, of course, the three adjectives that you were reciting. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to release the tension in your eyebrows. Release the tension in your eyes. Unclench your mouth. Release that tension. Release the tension in your neck. And your shoulders, your arms, your fingers, your torso, your legs, and your toes. And as you concentrate on each part of your body and relaxing it, I want you to also concentrate on your breathing. Allow your breathing to get slower. Allow you to relax more and more as you release all the negativity of the day. And with that, I'll read you a story to help you to sleep. And while she's in that state, I just want to thank her for being my guest. And I do hope that you follow her because she is a beautiful person inside and out. The Nikki Crow on Twitch. This story is called How the Finch Got Her Colors. There was once upon a time when all the birds were gray and had no colors at all. Then the great bird who ruled over them called them all together and showed them the rainbow and told them that he had decided to give each one of them those splendid colors. At once they began pushing and shoving and crowding about him. "Let me have the first choice." "I'll take green," screeched the parrot. "Give me blue." "I want blue," piped the bluebird. "I'll take yellow," cried the oriole. And so it went. But during all this clamor and strife, there was one little bird who sat quietly back and waited her turn. And that was the finch. "Now each of you have a splendid color," said the great bird. "And it's well you have all been provided for every single color is gone." Just then he spied the finch. "Come here, little finch," he cried. "Why have you asked for nothing?" "I was waiting for my turn," said the finch. "But now all the colors are gone," said the great bird. "Then I must go always in gray," asked the finch. Suddenly the great bird called on all the other birds and asked them if they were about to fly away. And they said yes, and he said, "Please wait. Go always in gray because you were too unselfish to push and shove," he cried. "No, that's not you. It shall not be." And so he made all the other birds pass before him, and from each he took a bit of the color and gave it to the finch. And then lo and behold, she shone with all the tints of the rainbow. Not one color alone was hers, but all shading beautifully into each other and blending together in one lovely whole. Thus it came about that the most beautiful bird of the air was a little wee finch who waited her turn. I know we've always wanted things like it was yesterday, but we have to learn to wait our time. Sometimes Sometimes the best things are worth waiting for. Please don't rush life and its moments that it brings to you. Wait for those special moments to come to you, and you will behold the wonders. Good night, sweet one. Good night.
Well, sweet ones, I'll let you sleep. But before I do, I want to say that off camera, Tom, my guest, told me the story and our talk has inspired him to continue to do good in the world wherever he can. More specifically, he plans to talk with one of his siblings and tell her that she hasn't attended any family events in such a long time, and she is truly missed. He wants to let her know how much she is valued by not only him, but by the entire family, and how his brother's cookout will not be as joyous of an event without her, and to let her know that whatever she decides, he just wanted her to know he loves her. He said this is so important for him to do because he feels that sometimes we forget to not only value ourselves, but to those we love. And rather than taking for granted their bond, he wanted to reach out and try to strengthen it. I am so thankful for people like Tom and for people like you in this world. I cannot wait to hear what good you will do in this world, but for now, it is time to sleep. Good night, sweet one. Good night.